Hare Krishna. Happy Narsingha Chaturdashi.
When we talk about Lord Narsingadev, one of the main principles is that he is a protector. Why is it? When I was researching about this rasas, different every deity, every manifestation of Krishna, there's a particular rasa that the deity manifests. And for Narsingadev, our Vaishnava Acharyas explain that it's Vatsalya. Vatsalya is the rasa that Narsingadev displays. And that is actually quite interesting. Because when we think of Narsingadev, usually we think of fearsome war type of a god. But in fact, it's the exact opposite. And that's why every time we glorify Narsingadev, we are glorifying him as the protector. Because he did not come for destruction. He came in order to protect Prahlad Maharaj. So he is the deity of protection and not of destruction, as many people who do not know the mood of Narsingadev think. So the Lord appears again and again. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. He comes every millennium to reestablish the principles of dharma and to remove the obstacles on the path of it. And he comes in different incarnations to keep waking us up, reminding us so he can match our moods accordingly. So today we will glorify some of the important events on this auspicious occasion of Shri Shri Narsingha Chaturdashi. And I would like to share with you a very ancient song which was written more than 700 years ago. And this song basically explains the whole pastime in a very summary way. And this is Devanagari or Kannada language. And this was written before the time of Lord Chaitanya, in coming in the disciplic succession of Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya Acharya. And the writer of this song is Purandaradasa. And Purandaradasa was one of the very important acharyas in the Madhva Sampradaya who changed a lot of misconceptions about who can be a Vaishnava. Because until his time, people only born in Brahmana families were considered Vaishnavas. So he made a big revolution. And he is also known as the incarnation of Narad Muni. So we will start with the story.
ನಾರಸಿಂಹ ನೆಂಬ ದೇವನು ನಂಬಿದಂತ ನರರಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ವರವ ಕೊಡುವನು ಆದಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಸಹಿತದಿ ಮಲಗಿರಲು ಬಂದರಾಗ ಸನಕುಮಾರರು ಆಗ ದ್ವಾರ ಪಾಲಕರು ತಡೆಯಲಾದ ಕೋಪದಿಂದ ಮೂರು ಜನ್ಮದಲ್ಲಿ ನೀವು ಅಸುರರಾಗಿ ಪುಟ್ಟಿರೆಂದರು ನಾರಸಿಂಹನೆಂಬ ದೇವನು
ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು was lying on the causal ocean of milk along with his consort Lakshmi Devi. And there appeared
the four Kumaras.
And Jaya and Vijaya were the guards of Vaikuntha. And they were guarding the door. And they prevented these four Kumaras without understanding who these four Kumaras were. And this is the scene here. The Dwarapalakas, Jaya and Vijaya, are blocking the way to the four Kumaras without understanding the consequences that's going to happen next. What happens next is a curse that comes from the Kumaras. These four beautiful looking boys, they curse the Jaya and Vijaya. To the great surprise of Jaya and Vijaya, they tell them to be born for three lifetimes on the earthly planet as a result of stopping them from having darshan of Lord Vishnu. And then we will enter into the pastime what happens on the earthly planet.
Ditiya garbhadalli janisida Hiranyaksha Hiranyakashipuremba bhraturu Prithviyannu mulugisida karanadi Shrihariyu Prithviyannu mulugisida karanadi Shrihariyu Tritiya rupadinda kalana kondu darayanuluhidano Narasimhanembo devanu.
So one of the reasons for Lord Narsingadev's incarnation to appear was this particular pastime where Diti wanted children in a very inauspicious moment. And as a result of that, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were born to Diti. Hiranyaksha became extremely wild and evil, and he caused great turmoil on the earth. And he made Lord Varahadev appear on the planet. And he, Sri Sri Varahadev Bhagavan ki. So there was this huge, fearsome battle between Hiranyaksha and Varahadev. This battle was very successful for the devotees and very unsuccessful for the demons. Because in this battle, Hiranyaksha had a very big loss. He lost his life, whereas Varahadev saved Mother Earth and protected the humans from demonic evil rule. But as a result of that, somebody was not very happy.
ಅನುಜನಾದ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ ಮರಣವನ್ನು ಕೇಳಿಯಾಗ ನಡೆದ ತಪಸ್ಸಿಗೆ ಅನುಜನಾದ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಾಕ್ಷನ ಕೇಳಿಯಾಗ ನಡೆದ ತಪಸ್ಸಿಗೆ
ಸೊ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಬಿಕೇಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಫ್ಯೂರಿಯಸ್ ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಬ್ರದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ by Vishnu's incarnation as Varahadev. So he started performing extreme austerities to please Lord Brahma.
ಹರಿಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿನಿಂದ ಉಗ್ರ ತಪಸ್ಸನ್ನು ಮಾಡಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನೆಂದ ವರಗಳನ್ನು ಪಡೆದುಕೊಂಡು ಬಂದ ಆಗ
ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಯು ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದೀಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ ಆಸ್ಟೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ಲಿ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ದ ಹೋಲ್ ಪ್ಲಾನೆಟರಿ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮದೇವ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಪರ್ಸನಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಟ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ವಿತ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಶಸ್ ದೇರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಅ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡೆಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸಿಕ್ವೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಶಾಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ಮೇ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಪ್ಲಾನ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಮೇ ಅರೇಂಜ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಬಟ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಟೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ unfavorable for him. It was not beneficial for him to get the benediction that he wanted. He wanted a benediction that he shall never be killed. Never. But Brahma said, I cannot give you this wish because I do not have the power to give you that kind of a wish. But I can have different kinds of conditions apply to this particular project that you want sanctioned. So he said, fine. Hiranyakashipu thought he was very smart. This is one of the tendency of a person who does not surrender to the Supreme Lord, the tendency that we have two sides in us, the good side and the bad side, the beneficial desires and the not beneficial desires. And the not beneficial desires always think, I know better. And therefore, we want to go over Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. That's exactly what Hiranyakashipu did. And he said, I want a benediction that I will not be killed, not during the day, not during the night, not by an animal, not by a human, not by the devas, not with any weapon. And he went on and on with a huge list of conditions that he shall not be killed by any of those reasons. Then what happens? Hiranyakashipu acquires so much power.
Indra loka sure madida, muru loka ke asura tanna bhayava torida. Garbini kayadu vannu brahma putra bandhu aga daitya raja Hiranyakashipu vige vappisidanu narasimhanembo devanu.
He went and attacked Indraloka. Here we see Airavata and Indra fighting against Hiranyakashipu. They fought a huge battle. He was trying to control everyone, and it is described that he literally tied down all the planets, Sun, Moon, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Rahu, Ketu, all the planets. He literally tied them to his throne. They were all hanging in his throne, literally. So he basically conquered all these devatas and brought everyone under control. I mean, this may surprise astrology fans. How, imagine somebody who takes under control all the planets, gets whatever he wants done at any time. There's no more planetary periods. There's no more Sadesati. There's no more Shani attacking you. Wow, sounds like a good deal. So that was Hiranyakashipu's position. He had all the planets completely under his control. At the same time, he did something that was very neglectful. He had his pregnant wife, Kayadu. He completely neglected because he was so self-absorbed in the powers that he wanted to achieve that he did not care what was happening to her. He did not even think that I'm a great demon and I'm controlling everyone here. What's going to happen to my wife? He didn't think about it. So another lesson to learn, or another lesson to not do, like Hiranyakashipu, is to neglect our relationships that's given by God and try to become self-absorbed and become too obsessed about projects and forget about people. Because people are projects. And so Kayadu is a great project, by the way, in the whole story that we're going to see. And what happens is Narad Muni comes to rescue. Devotees of the Lord are always much more merciful than the Lord, it is said. So Narad Muni takes care of Kayadu because all these demigods who got attacked by Hiranyakashipu every now and then, they wanted to capture Kayadu and they wanted to finish the child. Sometimes we think that somebody did wrong, I will do another wrong. And we think that one wrong will solve another wrong. But that's not the way it works. Two wrongs don't make a thing right. So Narad Muni said, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. So Narad Muni took Kayadu under his shelter, under his protection. He gave her shelter. And he started preaching Krishna conscious philosophy to Kayadu. And Kayadu was engaged in devotional service while the little boy in her womb was listening to Srimad Bhagavatam. He was listening to the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was having a good time, as did Kayadu.
ನವಮಾಸಗಳು ತುಂಬಲು ಕಯಾದುವಾಗ ಪುತ್ರರತ್ನವನ್ನು ಪಡೆದಳು ನಾಮಕರಣವನ್ನು ಮಾಡಿ ವಿಪ್ರರನ್ನು ಕರೆಸಿ ಬೇಗ ದೈತ್ಯ ತನ್ನ ಸುತಗೆ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದನೆಂದು ಕರೆಸಿದನೋ ನಾರಸಿಂಹನೆಂಬ ದೇವನೋ
Another beautiful event takes place here. Let us imagine this wonderful occasion of this Mahabhagavat, the great devotee, a little boy Prahlad was born. And Hiranyakashipu personally named him Prahlad. So sometimes we appear only on the special occasions. We are not there for the whole process. So that was the situation with Hiranyakashipu. Sometimes we all like to come on the festival day, big day, and would like to enjoy the celebrations. But the real credit goes to the people who make it possible, who plan, who bring people together, who organize, who put all their efforts into it. And in this case, we can see that Narad Muni did that job of taking care to make the thing possible. So let us be grateful to Narad Muni that this pastime happened. Narad Muni ki jai!
ಪಾಲಚಂದನಂತೆ ಹೊಳೆಯುತ್ತ ಇರುತ್ತಿರಲು 5 ವರ್ಷ ತುಂಬಿದಾಗಲೇ ಗುರುಗಳನ್ನು ಕರೆಸಿ ಬೇಗ ಸಕಲ ವಿದ್ಯೆ ಕಲಿಸಿರೆಂದು ಗುರುಗಳಿಗೆ ಮಗನನ್ನು ಒಪ್ಪಿಸಿದ ದೈತ್ಯ ತಾನು ನಾರಸಿಂಹನೆಂಬ ದೇವನು
As this little boy was shining like a diamond and growing, and he came to the age of 5 years old. And Hiranyakashipu, being a very strong believer of education, he wanted to send Prahlad to the Gurukul. So he called the Gurukul teachers and instructed them to educate Prahlad, who was actually already educated in the science of self-realization. But he sent little Prahlad to the Gurukul to be educated by these gurus. After a while of spending time in the Gurukul, Prahlad Maharaj did many wonderful things. We will talk about it shortly. But one of the things is, the teachers complained to Hiranyakashipu that he wasn't really learning what they were teaching. And so Hiranyakashipu talks to Prahlad Maharaj and he says, My dear boy, come here. Om Namah Shivaya Yanutali Asuratanna Sutana Baradu Toru Yennalu Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnaha Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam Om Namo Narayanaya Om Namo Narayanaya Om Namo Narayanaya Om Namo Hiranyakashipu said, "My dear boy, come here, please write Om Namah Shivaya." And what do devotees do when we are told to do something which is not Krishna conscious? We try to do the Krishna conscious thing. So Prahlad Maharaj said, "Om Namo Narayanaya." Hiranyakashipu said, "Try again." "Om Namo Narayanaya." "Try again." "Om Namo Narayanaya." "My dear boy, you're not getting it. Please say Om Namah Shivaya." And Prahlad Maharaj says, "Om Namo Narayanaya." This is the heart of a devotee. So much faith that the process will work. Maybe I didn't chant it properly. Maybe I didn't study properly. Maybe I did not perform devotional service properly. Let me do it properly. A devotee never turns back to the Krishna. Because the devotee knows, every time I take a step, Krishna takes 10 steps towards me. And this is the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And Prahlad Maharaj is giving us that example of no wavering, never had a doubt. And of course, that really angered Hiranyakashipu. One thing I remember, we were just coming from Italy, and there was a time when everybody was recruited into military. Everybody had to go to the military camps. And there were so many devotees who did really crazy things to get out of the military so they could go back and distribute books, because they were doing Sankirtan and the government caught them and put them back into the military experience. And one of the persons was also Konteya Prabhu. He was also like forced to be in the military, and where they were actually doing so well, distributing books, doing Sankirtan and spreading Krishna consciousness. So I've heard all these stories, and one of the things that Konteya Prabhu did was he thought, "What can I do crazy so they kick me out?" So, you know, they would go with all like amazing things like clean shaved head and write Hare Krishna on the head. Go there, and when the military camp is telling you to do something, this was like a pattern that many devotees followed. It worked till a certain point. And as soon as the military would give a command, "Do this," suddenly the devotee will pay obeisances and start singing "Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale" or "Namaste Narsingaya." So I heard one particular pastime from Bhaktisya Labhya Prabhu. He's an Italian devotee, and he was doing book distribution in Switzerland. And he had this experience that the military kept calling him back, "Please come back, please come back, and you need to do this." And he was thinking, what do I do? So one time he went with his bead bag, and he said, "Look, I don't have a problem to join the military, because you can't cheat them. Like, they know when you're fake and when you're real. So they know when you're really attached to Krishna, when you're not." See how funny is that? Sometimes the non-devotees really can see us and say how much of us is fanaticism and how much of it is authentic. So because many devotees did not pass this particular test of the karma, we can say. They tried to cheat the military with all things, but the military said, "No, you're going back, you're doing this." So they couldn't escape. So this particular devotee went with his bead bag, and he was saying, "I don't have a problem. I can join, but I need to chant. I have taken a vow to chant Hare Krishna all day long." He said, "But how long do you need to chant?" "But all the time, I can't stop." And then as he was talking, he was chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare." They say, "Oh, this is a problem. What can we ask him to do that?" And then he said, okay, you can cut wood." He said, "No, I can't cut wood, because you see, I'm chanting." And he showed the bead bag. "No, I'm chanting, so I can't cut wood." And then this thing went on. And then finally he said, "Look, I can be a priest, because I know in the military there are so many priests. So I can be a priest, you know. I can teach how to connect with God." And then they were like, they looked at him, they looked at the bead bag, said, no, thank you very much. We don't want you to do that either." So basically they said, "No, you can't escape so easily. So you go there, you stay there, and the commander, the leader will come to you and check you out." So he was thinking, "Oh, this is the time I have to really do something." So he started to loudly, when the commander there was giving instructions to all the soldiers there, with his uniform dressed as a soldier, because this was the third time he was called back. Maybe he changed, we'll get him back to work. So he stood there, he started singing, "Namaste Narasinghaya Prahlada Lada Daine Hiranyakashi Purvaksha." He was Kala He
Narsingha parato Narsingha Yato yato yamitato Narsingha Bahe Narsingha Ridaye Narsingha Narsingha madim Sharanam prapade Narsingha madim Sharanam prapade Narsingha madim Sharanam prapade. So he was saying, dear Lord Narsingadev, please protect me. I want to go back to my service. I want to go back to do Sankirtan. Please protect me. Please protect me. The leader comes back to him and he says, the chief is calling you. Come back immediately. And he's saying, I haven't completed my prayers. I mean, he's signing. I am singing. I'm singing. And the man says, he's calling you right now. Come immediately. And the leader holds his hand. And he is singing, Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringa Keshavadrita Narari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare. The leader gets a shock. As soon as he touches the devotee who's singing the Narsingha prayers, he gets a shock. And he's just looking, he's just continuing to sing Narsingha prayers. The guy really freaks out and says, this is serious stuff. So he just looks at Bhaktyalabhya Prabhu, he just folds his hand like this. He says, I'll wait for this guy to finish his prayers. So he stands there. He finishes the prayers, he goes back, then he tells the person, this is serious stuff. I tried to get him on time, but I couldn't because when he was singing, I tried to hold him and I got a shock. And this devotee was explaining, I had no idea how it happened and why it happened, but it happened. And the next thing, he went back in the whole conversation, he said, look, I have to keep chanting, that's my thing. Engage me in whatever, but I have to keep chanting. He was really sincere. I mean, this is one of the most sincere devotees we met. And they excluded him from the service. And he was praying every year that they don't call him back. So just like that, Prahlad Maharaj was so determined. He kept on performing his devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Atma Nivedanam. So Prahlad Maharaj kept performing the 9 types of devotional service without becoming affected by external difficulties. Then we on the other side have Hiranyakashipu, who was trying to create false supremacy of himself, of his own powers, and not willing to accept the supremacy of Krishna. And after this attempt of trying to convince Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj continued to teach his friends at school to also chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was happy in devotional service, teaching all the kids how to chant. That did not please Hiranyakashipu. So finally, he started to do some terrible things. I mean, this is Prahlad Maharaj sharing his knowledge with the friends, telling the demoniac children to not waste their lifetime, but to do something useful with their life, like go back and do Sankirtan. Okay, I will tell you another story. Remind me in case I forget. There's another story of a devotee in the contemporary times where Narsingadev personally protected him. So after a while, when this happens, Hiranyakashipu takes the little boy Prahlad on his lap and tries to convince the child, my dear child, you've been educated in a wrong way. Can you please give up this brainwashing? You know, actually, in our Hare Krishna movement, we faced this. People always blamed us of brainwashing people. But it's a similar, we can compare that to Prahlad Maharaj being educated by Narad Muni. And it was such a deep education because the soul, once it connects with the divine knowledge, with the supreme knowledge, it's difficult to get clouded. It takes a long time. You know, when we come to Krishna consciousness, when we get the knowledge of Krishna conscious science, it's quite difficult to go back to doing nonsense. So Prahlad Maharaj was very innocent. He was not envious. He was not aggressive for the sake of fight. So he did not tell the father, no, you're nonsense, or he was not offending the father. That maybe sometimes we do with our parents. We leave our culture, our family background, our relationships with our family in a very fanatic way. When we maybe we try to create enemies instead of trying to make friends with them. And then what happens is we are expressing some sort of immaturity. And then they think, you see, this is why we tell you that don't go to the Hare Krishnas. You see, you're behaving so badly. You're speaking bad about me and so on. So we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj's example that his heart was always pure. Please let's remember, he was a 5-year-old boy. He could only speak the truth. He didn't know how to manipulate. He didn't know how to be diplomatic. He didn't know how to say things in a way which would cover it and, you know, put it in a bottle. But we are a little bit more grown-ups. We can be a little bit more careful how we deal with our friends and family. We can try to present the science in a very friendly manner and in a step-by-step process. So Prahlad Maharaj, without any envy, he would tell with compassion. With compassion, he would try to explain to Hiranyakashipu, my dear father, you are not the supreme, because the supreme is Vishnu. You have a wrong understanding. And he was so cute while saying that, and so pure in his intentions. Yet, Hiranyakashipu got so angry. Yedada todaya melida shishuva bhadidu darege nokidano. Just imagine this little boy sitting on the lap of his father being pushed away to the ground. That is a very cruel act by a father to the son. But his cruelty is just beginning. He started doing many more cruel things. Bettadinda katti urulisi asura tanna pattadane kalali mettisi uriva valaya maadi suttu huliya boninalli ittu yatnavillada sutana kolalu shaktanalade podanante narasimha. So Prahlad Maharaj was put into a dungeon, a cave with poisonous snakes, and horrible looking demons were coming and trying to torture him. And we can see Prahlad Maharaj, he's so calm and peaceful because he has the faith. The Lord has a hand even in this. So he is feeling protected. They tried to bring this huge elephant and trample upon this little child. After a while, the elephant changed his mind. As it happens, when we are determined in devotional service, the test comes. But when we are all ready to pass it, Krishna says, now you don't need it anymore. And so on. This, you can see here also, Prahlad Maharaj is sitting amongst all these poisonous snakes, not affected. He did many other... He tried to throw down the little boy from the cliff of a mountain. And when he threw the boy from the cliff of the mountain, Varuna Deva, Hariya kripage vashanada taralanendu Varuna Deva maruna illadangi maadi manege kottu kaluhidano. So Varuna Deva is the lord of the mountains. So when he saw this little boy being thrown down his own mountain, he himself protected. And he said, my dear child, go back home. Because Lord Vishnu is protecting you. And don't give up chanting the holy names. So Prahlad Maharaj went back home chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. And Hiranyakashipu is listening to this. Who is again this person who is singing the glories of Vishnu? Because he thought Prahlad Maharaj is gone. No, Prahlad Maharaj is right there. And he was like frustrated. So he challenges this little child. He asks the little boy, my dear, I don't know if he called him my dear after all this anymore, but he says, come here, Prahlad. Ninna deva illadanta yadegalunte lokadalli. Ninna deva idda yedeya. Sorry. Ninna deva idda yedeyanu toro yenuta.
ಪಿತನ ತನ್ನ ಸುತನ ಕೋರಲು. ಎನ್ನ ದೇವ ಇಲ್ಲದಂತ ಎಡೆಗಳುಂಟೆ ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ, ಎನ್ನ ದೇವ ಇಲ್ಲದಂತ ಎಡೆಗಳುಂಟೆ ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ, ಕಂಬದಲ್ಲೂ ಇರುವನೆಂದು ಕೈಯ ಮುಗಿದು ತೋರ್ದನ ನರಹರಿ ನರಹರಿ ಬಾ.
So Hiranyakashipu asks, where is this Lord of yours who's protecting you, being thrown down from the mountain, being put into the caves, by being amongst all these poisonous serpents, even amongst fire you're being protected? Who is this Lord? Where is this Lord? Show me right now, because I want to kill him right now. Because it's the same Lord who killed my brother and ruined my life. It's a mentality of insecurity. Basically, when we are insecure, then we feel attacked by other people. Because here, Prahlad Maharaj is doing his own business. Lord Vishnu is doing his own business. The one who has a problem in here is Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu is very insecure. He knows that he is not all powerful. And he is realizing it more and more. So he is becoming very impatient, very insecure. And Prahlad Maharaj says, my Lord,
ವಾಸೋಯತಿ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸ್ತಂಭೇನ ದೃಶ್ಯತೆ.
ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್. ಹೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಿಲ್ಲರ್, ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಿಲ್ಲರ್, ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪಿಲ್ಲರ್. ಬೈ ದ ವೇ, ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ 3 ಪಿಲ್ಲರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೂಮ್. ಹೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್. ಹೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಾಸೋಯತ್ರಿ ಸರ್ವತ್ರ. ಹೀಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ರಿಸೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್, ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್, ದ ಯೋಗಿ ಸೀಸ್ ಮೀ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೀಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಸೋಲ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೀ. ಇನ್ ದೀಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೈಟನ್ಡ್ ಯೋಗಿ ಸೀ. The yogis see me everywhere and everything in me. So this is the Supreme Lord, and this is exactly what Prahlad Maharaj is saying. My Lord is everywhere. Where can I show you? And Hiranyakashipu says, no, show me exactly where he is. Because I want to fight him. And?
Satyam vidatum nijabritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshvakileshu chatmanah adrishyatam atyadbhuta rupam udbhavam stambe sabhaya namrugam namanusham namrugam namanusham namrugam namanusham.
So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so merciful that he wants to make the words of this little boy Prahlad come true. So in order for that, he is ready to take the incarnation of such a magnificent, never seen, such an amazing form that is not going to break any of the rules, because Brahma has given a particular benediction to Hiranyakashipu. So he's not going to break any rules, because Krishna follows the rules, because he wants us to follow the rules. And at the same time, he's also going to come and protect Prahlad. And at the same time, his intention is not to hurt anyone, but to liberate Hiranyakashipu. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Satyam vidhatum nijabritya bhashitam. So just for the sake of making the words of Prahlad Maharaj come true, he appears in the form of Nrisimhadev. So when Hiranyakashipu picks up his mace and starts to ask, is your Lord inside this pillar? What does Prahlad say? Yes. And Hiranyakashipu says, oh, there it goes. So he takes the mace, he smashes that pillar, expecting nothing to happen. But what actually happens? Lord Narahari, the incarnation which is not human, which is not an animal, very fearsome, very angry. The description is given like this. When the Supreme Lord was trying to break out of the pillar,
ಕಟಕಟೆಂಬ ಧ್ವನಿಯ ಮಾಡಿ ನಖಗಳಿಂದ ಪಿಡಿದು ಒತ್ತಿ ಕರಳ ಬಗೆದು ಮಾಲೆ ಹಾಕಿ ಕಂದ ಭಕ್ತನಪ್ಪಿಕೊಂಡ ನಾರಸಿಂಹನೆಂಬ ದೇವನು ನಂಬಿದಂತ ನರರಿಗೆಲ್ಲ ವರವ ಕೊಡುವನು.
So there it is, Sri Sri Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. So Narasimhadev Bhagavan, as soon as the mace hit the pillar, Lord Narasimhadev in this amazing form with so many arms and angry, blazing like fire with his burning eyes, rushes towards Hiranyakashipu. And Prahlad Maharaj is having the same peace of mind that he had earlier. So he stands there watching this until it is said how
Narsingadev takes Hiranyakashipu on his lap and he pulls out the intestines of Hiranyakashipu, garlands himself with those intestines, and liberates Hiranyakashipu. So today we also celebrate the disappearance day of Hiranyakashipu. And all the demigods, when they watched this happening, they were in terror. They were shaking. Nobody could approach him. So finally it was only Prahlad Maharaj who could approach the Supreme Lord. It is said that even Lakshmi Devi was waiting there so that Narsingadev could calm down and become peaceful. And he wouldn't be any more in that fearsome, fear-creating form. And here we see Prahlad Maharaj, little Prahlad, with no fear, walking towards Narsingadev Bhagavan and garlanding Narsinga. Jai Shri Shri Narsingadev Bhagavan ki.
ಅಂತರಿಕ್ಷದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಮರರು ನೋಡಿ ಆಗ ಪುಷ್ಪವೃಷ್ಟಿಯನ್ನೇ ಕರೆದರು. ಅಜನ ಪಡೆದ ದೇವಿ ಬಂದು ತೊಡೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಕುಳಿತಿರಲು ಅಮರ ಪತಿಯರೆಲ್ಲರ ನೋಡಿ ಅಂಜಬೇಡೆಂದ ಭಯ ಕೊಟ್ಟ ನಾರಸಿಂಹ.
ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವಾಕ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ನರಸಿಂಹದೇವ್, Narsingadev took a very calm disposition, and Lakshmi Devi also came and sat on his lap, on the left. It is particularly described. Lakshmi Devi sat on the left side, left lap of Narsingadev, and all the devatas also started approaching Narsingadev Bhagavan, and they because Narsingadev was already pacified, and in this form, he is Lakshmi Narsingadev Bhagavan. Shri Shri Lakshmi Narsingadev Bhagavan ki jai. So here comes the Phalashruti of this particular song.
Lakshmi Narasimha Charitaya Udaya Kala Patisuvanta Nararigella Putra Santanangalittu Mattu Bedidange Kottu Bhakta Vatsala Mukti Koduva Purandara Vitthalaraya Narasimhanemba Devanu Nambidanta Nararigella Varava Koduvano.
Anybody who listens to this pastime with great attention and devotion shall attain all spiritual benedictions. Any desires this devotee may have for his progress, be it to have a progeny like Prahlad, putra santana, like child, like putra, ratna actually means a diamond like Prahlad, or you have any other desire, anyone who recites this or listens to this particular pastime of Narsingadev shall attain the bhakti of Sri Sri Lakshmi Narsingadev Bhagavan. Shri Shri Narsingadev Bhagavan ki jai. Okay, I will end with the story of David. We'll call him David. He was a criminal. He was basically in a group of criminals who would go and kill different people. Somehow or another, he was passing on the street and somebody gave him Prabhupada one particular book. So he read this book, and he had a great transformation. That night he couldn't sleep. He was googling all over to try to find out what is this philosophy, what is this Bhagavad Gita. And that night he studied Bhagavad Gita as much as he could, because next day he had to go and shoot people. And he was really confused as he was reading Bhagavad Gita. There's this whole kill, don't kill, the war. He wasn't able to get the whole essence properly. So he was trying to meet devotees. He was praying that he wanted to meet devotees. So that day he went with a heavy heart. He performed his tasks. And then finally he met devotees. He became a Hare Krishna devotee. He started chanting his rounds. But then he was in great trouble, because he was in this gang which had done so many criminal activities that you can't escape like this one day. Once you get into these underground groups, they don't let you go away easily. So he was stuck in this job of his, and they were forcing him to perform many criminal activities. So one day he went to one of our spiritual masters and told, this is my situation. I want to actually give up everything and just practice Krishna consciousness, but I'm not able to because these people will kill my family. They will kill me. Everything will be finished. So what should I do? So one of our wise spiritual masters told him, just keep praying to Narsingadev and he will show you a way. Don't do anything drastic. So one day he was up to one of the projects And there was a huge, how do you call when two gangs attack each other? There's a word like, come.
Turf war.
Yeah, turf war. There was this war in this huge room. And there were these two groups. Both of these groups were underground groups, like underworld groups. And they were shooting at each other. So at one point, the shooting was so intense that there was so much smoke in the room and you couldn't see anything. This is a true story, yeah? The whole room got covered with smoke. And this devotee thought, he felt like a Paramatma inspiration. Don't do anything. Don't shoot. Don't do anything. Just stay where you are. So he just stayed where he was. And this whole shooting went on for half an hour. And after a certain point, there was no more sound of the bullets because there was no one left to shoot. So the whole room is like filled with the smoke. And slowly the smoke is subsiding. The only person in this room right now is this David. He opens his eyes and he sees all his fellow people dead, including his boss. All, the whole group dead. And he looks towards the other, like he turns around and he sees a pillar. And he's wondering, how is it possible that I'm alive and all of these people are dead? And he realizes that pillar protected him. And just to go back a little bit, when all this shooting was happening, he wasn't quiet. He was singing, Namaste Narasimhaya, Prahlada Ladanaine, Hiranyakashipu Dvachaha, Shilaranga Nakalaye. So, he was going on half an hour. So imagine how many times we can chant this mantra. We can chant quite a few times. So he was just there standing, literally just chanting this mantra. He had no clue what was going on. When the whole killing was done, he turns around and he sees the pillar. He immediately thinks, this is Narasimhadev. Immediately he thinks, I have to run from here. He rushes to the temple. He rushes to the temple. He says, all my fellow criminals are dead. Now I can literally do anything I want. He gets a ticket and goes to India. Haribol, Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. So such is the mercy of the Lord. And he's always there for us to protect us. If only we want to be protected. So Kanteya Prabhu will give us the concluding words on how we can attract this mercy of Narasimhadev, how we can be protected. When we say protection, it's not just the protection of the body, it's the protection of our consciousness, of our mind, and of our bhakti, of our devotion. Thank you very much for your attention.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Shri Radha Govinda Dasi. She had more things to tell you, especially about this place. How many of you have been here to this place? This is called Melkote in South India, Karnataka state. I'm not sure exactly what she wanted to tell you about this, but I'll tell you one thing. Then when my wife, Shri Radha Govinda Dasi, was 1 month old, 30 days old, his father climbed this hill. You had to climb 300 steps. And then she was offered to Lord Narasimhadeva when she was 30 years old. Okay, in this hill. Yeah, the idea is that there is a very famous Yoga Narasimha Swami temple and deity on the top of the hill. This was the place where Ramanujacharya was there for 12 years in exile. There he composed the commentary to the Bhagavad Gita, the commentary to the Vedanta Sutra. So what's next? This is the photo of the deity, Yoga Narasimha Swami. And I'm told that this was a collection of Shalagram Shilas that Prahlad Maharaj was worshipping there, that manifested automatically by themselves. They manifested a Nishinga there. When you go there and you have the chance to admire the Abhishek, so Nrisimhadeva doesn't have his armor or his clothing, you could actually see the signs of the Shalagram Shilas, all the spirals typical of the Shilas. So it's a very important place. Many devotees go there. What else is there? This is different Nrisimhadeva, different places. This is Bangalore. East Contempo. This is where? Somewhere in South India. No, this is New Vrindavan in North America, and this is Nrisimha Bhagavan in Mayapur. Today is a big festival. Now in Mayapur it's already 10:40 in the night, so the festival is over. It was a huge Abhishek with many. Will be tomorrow in Mayapur?
Yes, today is Adivas.
Today is tomorrow.
Okay, so they do it on a different day. So it will be tomorrow. This is obviously from a previous year. So if you want to attend, you are still in time. You can buy a ticket and go. What else you have? This is the after, it's Nrisimhadeva with the armor. This is Nrisimhadeva during the flood. You can see somebody with a hand offering a flower to Nrisimhadeva. And there are many stories. Actually, there is a book of miracles of Nrisimhadeva in Mayapur, how he reciprocated with different devotees. What else? Do you have other things? Other? No, that's it. Nrisimhadeva in Mayapur. See, I was asked by the organizers, because organizers organize. I was asked to discuss parallels, analogies, comparison between the story of Nrisimhadeva, Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, and Lord Chaitanya, ISKCON, and the modern materialistic society. So, what are the similarities and the difference? Well, first of all, Lord Chaitanya is the same Nrisimhadeva. In fact, once in Mayapur, he manifested the mood of Nrisimhadeva. He went into this mood of destroying all the atheists, but then they stopped him because it was not appropriate for the Mahavadanyaya avatar to do that. So he went back to this merciful self. And so the mission is the same. We see that in this picture with all the avatars. This picture was not there in September, no?
No.
I see different improvements. So in this picture we can see the principle that Krishna is there, and he comes in different forms. And he performs different pastimes, but the goal is the same. Tu paritranaya sadhanam vinashaya chaduskritam. To help the devotees, remember him, protect them, to give them pleasure with his presence, and also to destroy the demoniac forces that infest this world. And dharma samsthapanartaya, to reestablish dharma, to reestablish the path of growth, the progressive path towards liberation. So the goal is the same, and Nrisimhadeva fulfills that role in a very graphic way. He protects Prahlad Maharaj from any hurt, from any harm, and he kills Hiranyakashipu. And he reestablished dharma in the way of, say, first of all, putting Prahlad on the throne. He becomes the next king. And therefore now the universe is not under anymore a demonic ruler, but he is under an enlightened ruler. And also establishes, by his appearance, he establishes a legacy of seeking protection in him. Devotees seems to be very fond of Nrisimhadeva. I hear many devotees here have Shalagram Shilas at home, and many devotees are very fond. You could see that as soon as the mantra for Nrisimhadeva starts, many devotees spontaneously join. And this is going on since a long time, all over the world. All over the world we are celebrating this festival. Some did today, some tomorrow, right? And devotees really love this chance of remembering Nrisimhadeva, offering abhishek, offering bhoga, and it's a chance for feeling protected. We are very small in our constitutional position, so we all need protection. And who better than Nrisimhadeva can offer that protection? Even protected, as Shirada Govinda Devi was explaining, even protected the words of Brahma, the words of blessing of Brahma, because he doesn't want to disrupt this flow of authority. Brahma is the authority of this universe, and he also happens to be the head of our sampradaya. And so he had given some blessings, and Nrisimhadeva, of course, he wasn't bound by this blessing, but he wanted to support him. Also to show that all the conditions that Hiranyakashipu put was not useful, was not enough. So Lord Chaitanya also came to reestablish dharma, especially the dharma of this age, which is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. But he does so in a very peaceful, pacific, non-violent way. There is no bloodshed in Lord Chaitanya's movement. There is no bloodshed in Lord Chaitanya's lila. Because he assumes this mood, this very motherly mood of Srimati Radharani, and so he can tolerate even personal insults. There are some moments of tension, like in the story of Jagai Madai. But even that, although there was a threat of violence, that was prevented by Nityananda Prabhu. Perhaps the only moment of violence, which cannot be actually even directly imputed to Lord Chaitanya, is when in South India there was this band of Buddhists, and they had this bright idea of giving contaminated food to Lord Chaitanya. Now, this is not a judgment or parallel to Buddhists anywhere, but that particular band of Buddhists somehow had this idea. So they prepared a plate of food, and they presented it as Mahaprasad, blessed food. And even before it could reach Lord Chaitanya, a huge eagle appeared in the sky and snatched the plate. And it flew high in the sky. And these plates, I assume, these were like this very solid, thick South Indian panchalogam. No, this, what do you call in English? Brass. Brass, very thick brass plates that they weighed a lot. So this eagle flew up in the sky with this plate and then it hurled down on the head of the chief Buddhist. And again, this doesn't want to be an attack to the Buddhist tradition. This is an historical event, and somehow those Buddhists had this this initiative. So then probably that's the only time where there was some blood spilled in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. Because a huge plate coming from high on the head, probably something must have hurt. So then he lost consciousness and the disciples didn't know what to do. And Lord Chaitanya instructed them that, no, you chant the holy name of the Lord in his ears. So they did that, and somehow the chief Buddhist, chief monk, reawakened and resumed his external consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada explains that in this way, the monks were initiated into the chanting by Lord Chaitanya, and the chief monk was initiated by his disciples into the Maha Mantra. So this is one way that Lord Chaitanya does things, in a very sometimes tricky way, sometimes subtle ways, sometimes indirect ways. See, Lord Nrisimhadeva is totally direct. He's so direct, he doesn't even need father and mother. Generally, when the Lord appears, he always appears through a father and mother. But Nrisimhadeva is so straightforward that he doesn't even go through that leela of accepting a father and mother. It just comes out of the pillar. So, and everybody knew he was God. Everybody knew, because Prahlad said, God is here, so he comes out. It's always obvious. And everybody, when Hiranyakashipu was killed, everybody started offering prayers. Everybody was aware. There were so many races of beings. There were demigods, there was Brahma, Shiva. There were the Kinnaras, the Vidyadharas, the Kimpurushas. Everybody was very, very clear. This is God. Nobody had any doubt. Although it was a new form that not witnessed, but everybody was clear. Also because nobody else could have killed Hiranyakashipu. But in Lord Chaitanya's movement and Lord Chaitanya's Leela, we see that he's a Channa avatar. He's the hidden avatar. He's a covert avatar. He's Krishna with all the powers of Krishna, but he comes as a devotee. He comes as a devotee and he acts in a pacific way. So, what's the parallel with the material society? Well, material society of nowadays, it's not that bad. It's not like compared to Hiranyakashipu, it's not that bad. It's a mixture. It is said that, I'm not sure where it is said, but it is said, I heard it so many times, must have been said somewhere. You can tell me where. But it is said that in the previous ages, in Satya Yuga, the demons and the and the devotees, they're born even on two different planets. They're just spheres of existence, completely different. Then in the next yuga, the demons and the devotees, they're born in different continents. So they are territorially divided. Then the next age, the demons and the devotees, they're born in different families. So there is a clear, still clear demarcation. And then it is said that in this age, in Kali Yuga, the demon and the devotee are born in the same body. So we all have, at least I can speak for myself, I don't know here, but everybody, but some of us, at least one of us, me, has these two forces battling within. I hope it doesn't apply to you. But these two forces, the demoniac force that wants to enjoy, control independently, that wants to be arrogant, that wants to be over others, that wants to be the center of attention, that wants to use violence to subdue others, and the devotional aspect, the light, the one to be want to be obedient to God, to the Lord, obedient to the laws of nature, to be nice to other people, to see people like brothers and sisters, not as opponents or antagonists, and try to satisfy Guru and Krishna. So these two tendencies sometimes coexist in the same person. And it's a constant struggle. So it's not just the official members of the Hare Krishna movement or of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness that go through this struggle. In one sense, everyone goes through this struggle. There are many degrading influences, but there are still many uplifting influences. There are still many traditions which are alive and doing good work in inspiring people in being more virtuous, more balanced, more respectful, more spiritual, in one word. So we have a society outside, the outside society. We cannot, truly compare it to the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu, because there are many positive signs. There is freedom of religion. Often is the government that protects different religious groups. It's often the government that gives some tax exemptions. Do we have tax exemptions here? Some tax exemptions we have. So that means that the government, although it may be secular, they see these religious people, including these Hare Krishnas, they're doing something good for society. Therefore, we need to somewhat facilitate them. Yes, there are also other elements in society, we could say different habits, that more closely resemble the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu, or the demoniac nature, like the killing of animals in organized slaughterhouses. And even before these animals are killed, often they are tortured in their whole life. Like chickens are kept in a very, very narrow places. And many, many types of animals are routinely killed for the pleasure of the tongue. There's no need for people to eat animals. But because of the pleasure of the tongue, this habit continues. And other things which I believe possibly, and maybe Adi Purushabhu can correct me if I'm wrong, some habits that they were not even in vogue at the time of Hiranyakashipu, like killing children in the womb. In fact, in the story of when Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb, the demigods waited for him to come out. But they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. But they waited for him to come out because they considered that it's less sinful to kill a born baby than to kill an unborn baby. So, there is a lot of mixture in this age. We cannot say it's all black. We cannot say it's all white. So, in conclusion, I want to read a few words of Prahlad Maharaj, because he is our leader, he is our Mahajan. He appears in Lord Chaitanya's, or at least the mood of Prahlad Maharaj is exemplified by Vasudeva Datta in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. So he says something in his prayers after Hiranyakashipu is killed. He says, "My dear Lord Nrisingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, Mauna Vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals." So here we see he calls them fools and rascals. Okay? But he has this great compassion. He's not trying to put them down. He's trying to uplift them. But he's aware they're fools and rascals. "I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter to your lotus feet." So, I just want to conclude by reading a passage of Srila Prabhupada in this purport. He says, Srila Prabhupada, "The members of the Krishna conscious movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one will only make a show meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy." So, with great respect, with great friendliness for everyone in society, trying to extract and observe their divine qualities, which may be covered, but they are there. So, with great spirit of humility, the devotees, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, feel themselves as servants, and they're ready to face difficulties to introduce people to Krishna consciousness, because, as Srila Prabhupada says, we should be convinced that without Krishna, nobody can be fully happy. Thank you very much. Jai Shri Nishingadeva Virbhavti Tima Mahotsav Ki Jai Shri Nishingadeva Appearance Day Ki Jai. Great festival of the Appearance Day of Nishingadeva Bhagavan Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.